ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Garfunkel and Oates. We played in the student center of Potsdam University 2 days ago, and it wasn't as cool.
Not only that, but you could, they had to turn the lights on. They were having, like, stage light problems, so you could see every face, and all these, like, college kids just looked terrified.
Yeah.
A lot of kind of things going on. Yeah,
it was fun. So does anyone, wait, do you have weed cards in New York? You don't, do you? No. Oh, that sucks.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Bummer.
Yeah. I got my pot card like 2 years ago in California, and I've loved it ever since. I've been really happy to have it. I got it for insomnia and depression. Woo! So
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. But that's one before I knew you weren't supposed to put real things. So yeah.
You totally could have lied and just said, you know.
I know. Female opinion.
Yeah.
Prove I don't have it.
We have a friend who got his weed card because he was paranoid for getting caught with pot.
Yeah. There's no paranoia.
Reason enough.
But we wrote a song about how easy it is to get your card.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. It's a long shot, but I've gotta try. And her list of all the ailments I can have to qualify.
Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high.
Weed card, that's what I need.
Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Marching band. Like, no, I don't love Jethro Tull.
Doesn't every fourth grader love Jefferson Tull?
I don't know.
So in that song we mentioned hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms, and we were at a show and this girl came up to us after with her boyfriend and she was like, oh my god, my boyfriend has hyperhidrosis! And she was like so proud that we like mentioned her boyfriend's ailment.
Yeah.
It was like shaking hands with the ocean.
Yeah. We were talking last night that we realized that might be like a useful ailment to have. Like, oh, that could come in handy in certain situations.
Come in handy, huh?
True. I was like, oh yeah, just never try.
You don't need water on a slip and slide. Hands first.
So this next song, we wrote this. I'm sure you guys can relate to it. It's when you run into someone and you know who, or they know who you are and you don't know who they are, and it's super awkward. And then you like you try to fake your way through it, and then they catch you, and then you're just like, I don't like this feeling.
Well, we wrote a song about that.
Yeah.
You say hello, and I say hello back. You say it's nice to see me again. Crap, this conversation just keeps going. Wanna get through this without you knowing? You can see it in my eyes, my calculating bullshit lies. You look at me so wrong, cause I don't recognize you at all. Now am I an asshole, or are you just boring? Cause one of these two things must be true. Am I self-absorbed, preoccupied, and shockingly cunty? Or is there just nothing memorable about you? Well, even if I'm arrogant and totally suck,
girls don't usually stay pregnant. That's what I thought. I mean, like, they were the ones who laughed, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah, but they had the opposite reaction of you. They all were like, whoa! And we just lost them for, like, the next 40 minutes.
The rest of the show.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
Lighten up, kids. It's okay.
Yeah, they did not like that.
Abortions happen.
Yeah. I feel like that. I mean, they wouldn't have laughed so hard at us asking if they were pregnant if that were the case. So, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just really weird being able to see all of their faces the entire
time. Oh. Yeah, all of them get mad at us at once.
Yeah. Am I allowed to be here?
Yeah. So we wrote a song about pregnant women. And
is anybody here pregnant?
Anybody?
Of course, these...
You, yeah, it's usually this one guy, but now it's two.
Congratulations to both of you. Anyway, Ricky was hanging out with a few acquaintances, and they were all pregnant, and they kind of made her feel bad.
Yeah, one of them asked me what I did all day, and I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I just can't remember what I did before I was pregnant, because it all seems so meaningless. And then she just looked at me for an answer. I'm like, I'm going to go write an essay about this. And then 2 years later, we're going to turn it into a song.
And Ricky was like, we're writing a song about this. And I'm like, it seems kind of mean. But here it is.
That's what you say about every song, right?
I know.
And then you sing it eventually.
I know. There's just something about if you put a melody to it, it doesn't seem any, like as mean anymore.
Yeah.
Same with swearing. I never said fuck, but now I'm like, fuck.
Now you say fuck all the time.
I know, over anything.
Like, it's a weird thing. Now you say it, like, constantly, over, like, Kate recently on tour, there's never been, like, a level of emergency. Like, everything's a 10 and needs the word fucker. She'll be like, she can't find her backpack. She's like, fucker! Oh my god. It'll be like, no matter what the emergency.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh no.
We got a swear jar.
Yeah. You'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it because they're pregnant. App inside of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you're in the crease now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now. So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. You never have to.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Pregnant women are smug, and everyone knows it, nobody says it because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Yeah, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite, now since you know that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. I got my degree, I moved, I wrote a novel.
Gosh, you know, everything seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I also built that nuclear fusion reactor.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
With her pregnancy lines, and it was really weird. And she's like, oh, we know, but we're not telling. We're like, oh, you can't talk along. It just like it just makes it in stereo or something.
Yeah, surround sound for just people near her. Oh man. She tells. Well, wait. Yeah. Okay.
What?
I was just wondering.
About what?
Well, I was just thinking, should we tell a story or should we sing the next song?
I don't know.
What do you think?
We should tell the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Kate's parents were in the audience last night, and that's always awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ricky's parents were in the audience 2 weeks ago.
In Buffalo. It's just so weird. I think it's weirder for me because it seems like all the super embarrassing songs are about me.
That's true.
Yeah. And the next one is true. And then, yeah, this next one, we had to tell this story in front of my dad, and it's always weird. It's basically about the time we went go-karting. Somebody's already on me there, if you guys have been, it's like a giant vibrating piece of metal, and you're sort of sitting on a forward tilted ankle, just going like this, and I just was like, uh-oh.
I was driving fine, like I was just zipping around the track, and I looked over at Ricky, and I thought like something was wrong, like I like thought you just didn't like go-karting.
No, it was just more than I could handle, so I just kind of pulled over and held my head in shame, and yeah. Yeah, but you thought, you had no idea what was happening.
I had no idea! Like, I think it's funny that you thought I did, because, like,
I thought maybe you were going through the same thing, but...
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you ever get interviewed, they'd be like, what's the difference? How are you guys different? We're like, vaginally. He doesn't feel anything.
That's very true.
I'm kidding, God. Something.
I think if that was true, we wouldn't joke about it. It'd be like a real problem.
Yeah.
Going to doctors all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. No, I don't know.
Constantly.
So it'd just be a nun.
Still nothing.
Really? Nothing? Nothing.
Yeah. Pete and I do have the same gynecologist, so.
Yeah, oh my God. He's a fan.
Yeah, he comes to the shows, and I'm always like, hi! I don't know why it feels weird. Like, I like that he comes, but it's just like, hey.
Quote lyrics while, you know, but anyways.
That's very true.
Yeah, he knows Garfunkel notes probably better than anyone.
Yeah. Well, definitely. So here's our song about go-karting.
Get on my go-kart, strap myself in, rev up the engine, let the fun begin. Put my foot on the gas and I'm out of the gate, but the faster I go, the more the metal vibrates. My body is tingling from my head to my toes, but the thing that's really buzzing, I hope nobody knows, cause I'm feeling kind of funny in a biblical way. God damn, I'm shaking hard on my Georgia O'Keeffe bouquet. I never guessed this traveling machine would turn the motor on under my hood. Go-kart racing, accidentally masturbating. Go-kart racing, mechanical supporticating. Go-kart racing, no stop until I cross the finish line. Shifting gears, I can feel my heart throb. Hope nobody notices I'm getting a lube job. Don't need no gentleman to start my engine, cause I can even feel a little rear suspension. Trying to cover up my scandal like I'm Goldman Sachs, but shit is getting real on this indoor track. I'm about to go blind and I feel like a creep, cause it's pressing on my horn like beep beep beep. Now my driving is getting erratic, cause this transmission is automatic. Go-kart racing, accidentally masturbating. Go-kart racing, mechanical self-fornicating. Go-kart racing, no stop until I cross the finish line. If the fruit is ripe, you might as well mug it. Was gonna slow down, but then I thought, fuck it. No one look at me, cause this is it. Green flag, go, go, holy shit. Go-kart racing, accidentally masturbating. Go-kart racing, mechanical self-fornicating. Go-kart racing, no stop until I cross the finish line. Accidentally masturbating, go-kart racing, mechanical subordination, go-kart racing, no stop until I cross the finish line.
Trying not to look at my dad, and it was really hard.
He loves that one.
Our parents are so funny. They always are just like, good job.
Yeah. They don't really say much about the shows. They're supportive by coming to the shows.
Right. I just think they must be like a little bummed.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they want to
do well. She's 34, she's single, she tells dick jokes on her couch. So
oh,
proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're both single.
Yeah. I know, I don't even know. I know, like, we haven't even been, neither of us have even been on a date all year.
Mm-mm. Nope. Well, we never really hang out with each other.
This is true.
So it's getting a little weird.
What's your name?
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Oh, is there a love connection?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, yeah. Internet dating, but I don't feel like I could handle, like, I feel like if I did it, I would have to put, like, a C- type picture of myself so that they'd see me and be like, oh, all right, instead of, like, because I don't think I can handle, like, the, like, oh, that look of the, I'm like, oh, you know, because, like,
what would your picture be like
that?
What's, like, the worst face you can make, like,
yeah. Or maybe, like, when I was depressed in college, I'm like, in every picture. I was like, what? That's before I found psychiatric medication.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of you in college.
And they're all like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
What?
Everybody's like, hey!
I would probably put one of those up, and then people would be like, look at you all alive! You have, like, life in your eyes, and you showered, like, thank you. Showered.
That's kind of sad.
I don't know if you can internet date because there's too many options.
I know. I think I'd be like, oh, there's so many to pick from.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to have too many options. I'd rather have a turkey sandwich every day.
Yeah.
Like, hand me a giant menu at a deli. I'm so confused.
Yeah. So, what would you put on your profile?
On my dating profile?
Yeah, if you did, like, an eHarmony.
I think, like, you were saying, like, you know, put bad things so they're not, like, mad.
Right.
So, like, something really honest or, like, I may fall asleep during sex. Because that may or may not happen sometimes.
Katie gets tired a lot.
I'm tired!
She's like, what? Is that so bad? I'm like, yes. I'm like, everybody falls asleep during sex sometimes. Like,
right?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody?
No.
Just me?
Yes. Just you.
I don't even know how many feeling down there, right. I guess.
So since we were such late bloomers, we kind of missed third base altogether. And because of that, we never learned how to give hand jobs.
Yeah, we're really bad at hand jobs.
And then once you're 30, no one will teach you. So it's kind of a cautionary tale, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one time I was in a hand job situation and I was like trying to do it. Because that's what you do, you like. I call it the butterfly.
That was like Mickey, it's like Fantasia.
Oh, yeah. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could just like conduct a marching band. Just conduct right on it.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't think that's what you do.
No?
No.
That's why that was the problem.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, just let me do it. Let me do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to do that very well. And, but we had a really nice fan. He saw that we had the song, and he sent us a link to a how-to. Perfect. And I clicked on it, and there was only one step. It said, use your mouth.
Thanks for that. Hey, DJ, hit us up. We're just gonna start dancing until the song comes on. Oh, here it is.
Yeah,
here
we go.
Yeah.
We made this beat ourselves.
That's why it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I should have explored new frontiers like Lil Wayne, but I was more conservative than Alex P. Keaton. A bullet in
in a crisis just like the town. I want to get my hands up, but I don't know how. Hand job, I don't understand job. Do I spit, do I squeeze, do I ever touch the top? How can I learn when you always make me stop? To unlock the secrets of ejaculation, I need a translator like I'm reading Balzac to crack the Rosetta Stone over your ball sack. The top is the part that confuses me the most. It looks like a silly putty Pac-Man ghost. Sometimes it's still a jingle, sometimes a dancer, but they all look like a Darth Vader Pez dispenser. Like Sam Jackson, I'm not as good with Shaq when it's soft and flabby like President Taft. It's like a deep south clean that you want to make straight. Will I make it upright if I move it like a shake weight? Move it like a shake weight. I'll be holding till I get the golden touch of Midas. I think before I am getting my Descartes on till I fully comprehend your Marcia Gay heart on.
But the biggest common question of all, seriously, what do you do with the ball? Do I roll him like Dex? Do I mow him like Clay? Do I tickle him like Elmo? Or
throw him like a party? Do I move him all around or cup it slow? Do the two more critic puppets from the Muppet Show? Just sitting there cranky and superfluous.
Oh, I don't touch them unless you insist.
Do I spit? Do I squeeze? Do I ever touch the top? How can I learn when you always make me stop?
To New York. This was like a year ago or so, I can't even remember. But anyway, and she just kept going like
that was like our driver.
Oh, Jonas. Oh,
we had the guy that drove us to Potsdam. He had to drive 14 hours in one day because it's 7 hours there and back, and he was not super happy about it. And
it was one of us going, Jonas, you okay, Jonas?
Jonas, you was like, yep. And the whole way back he was like,
I mean, it's like 4 a.m, and at one point, you know, like, if you go off the highway, you just, like, hear, like, it tells you you're going up, and you just, and he goes, never been better.
Poor guy. I know, I felt bad for him.
We decided that we were going to stay awake the entire drive just to, you know, sing and play, you know, games, so keep him awake.
Yeah. We sang a lot of Kesha.
A lot of Kesha.
Yeah. That keeps you awake, right?
A lot of fun.
Yep.
Jonas was like, sing more, ladies.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, the radio wasn't working, so we were like,
mumble more of fun, please.
Yeah. And I was like playing quietly out of my iPhone, just singing over it. Yeah, whatever.
We made it. That was the main thing.
Yeah. So this next song we wrote, guys and girls do it, but we wrote it mainly for our girlfriends because we feel like it happens a little bit more the way that they break up with guys in Los Angeles. I'm sure it happens here too, but in Los Angeles.
By not telling them?
Yeah. Like they try to text it out of existence without anyone noticing.
I was guilty of doing this one too many times, and Ricky was like, okay, you can't do this anymore, and we're writing a song about it.
Yeah.
So now I hand a letter. A form letter. Yeah. Here, and there's a line, so I just fill in the name. Our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks together. No more than 5. You can circle, you know. Our 2 weeks together has been nice, okay, fun, you just, you know.
Is there a fair to four?
Yes.
Okay.
Fair/4. May you be on your way, sincerely. And then I just stamp it.
No time to sign it?
No. No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you just don't tell them either way, so.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
All right,
here's our song about that.
bunch of dates. I weighed and face and this creates an hate that state of forced introspection. We traded when we swapped some spit. You fingered me a little bit, but we never really had a connection. You did nothing wrong. I have no excuse. Just my intuition telling me we shouldn't reproduce. I know I have to end it, but pretended to suspend it by pretending that I'm busy all week. I let the format linger on. Text back with an emoticon. Withdraw from you by being oblique. I know my tactics, just delay it. But I'll do anything so I don't have to say it. I'll draw this out forever like it's Vietnam. And one day I'll be gone like Bambi's mom. Aww. Cause there's the right thing to do. Then there's what I'm gonna do. There's so much I should say, but instead I do the big wave. Now fake my talk on a sidewalk. Or the polio virus after grown assault. A Jewish guy says, the Whig Party post Millard Fillmore. The erection of a man on antidepressants. The cash grip and strokes after adolescence. Reproductive rights below the Mason Dixon. Native Americans after the barter system. Your thyroid gland after Hashimoto. The family in the Back to the Future photo. Yeah, a favorite. We say that men are assholes and don't communicate. We revel in our victimhood and amplify our hate. We find ways to be indignant like it's a sport.
And then Ricky's like, oh, they taste like crushed up vitamins. And then I was like, Oh,
they do. Yeah.
Miso soup.
Fish tank. Tastes like you're drinking a fish tank. It does. It's true.
It's even that sealy and it's like a little bit pretty.
Yeah. I know. I always ruin
things. Think about it next time.
Yeah. So that's why I wouldn't tell you about the clip art.
No,
I don't
can
want
you
to
tell
ruin...
me now?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to ruin anything.
I want to know what the clip art tastes like.
Well, they kind of taste like chewy crushed up vitamins.
Yeah,
it's more of the same, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. They taste like kind of like wet oatmeal that like got left in the sun, and then you crushed up a multivitamin, just left it on top, and then set it here.
That is pretty accurate, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, almost like regurgitated or something.
Oh.
And then dried and then like covered with honey and vitamins.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh man. One time, I told you the story about when Tig gave me the Luna bar that she loved.
Oh yeah.
Tig Notaro, the comedian. Yeah, we love her so much. She always had this certain type of bar and she would be like, oh my god, you have to try one. Like just talked about them all the time. And then, so finally one day I tried one, I bit into it, and I looked, and I was like, Tig, is it supposed to move? Bugs, just...
So gross.
Yeah. Later that day we had to record, so I said that all the little bugs were harmonizing in my belly. So if you hear on a recording a little like... That's them. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We wrote this song about my college bisexual phase.
You good? Here, I'll back up to meet you.
Okay. Just giving myself some room here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay, much better. First show we ever played.
Yes.
I didn't know that you had to. I just didn't like realize how long these chords needed to be, and so I got myself a chord that was like that.
So the whole show where he's just like,
I couldn't move. I kept getting pulled back like a dog on a leash. And we were at the very back of the stage, and it looked really weird, but we have to be because that's where the amp is.
And we had like five songs, so the rest of it we just read Ashanti poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, we can do an hour, and we did like five songs. We were at a Ashanti Poetry, and we did a dance to Bobby Brown's Every Little Step I Take.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you? I could try. I don't know.
You never say,
I don't, I'm a terrible dancer.
It couldn't be easier. It's literal dancing. It was my fourth grade dance routine that I made up for my cheerleading squad.
But can I also say that when Ricky Freaky taught me this dance, you had lost your voice. So I'm trying to learn while Ricky just does the motions. And
oh my god. It's like this. Do you remember it?
I'll try. Okay.
Can't sleep at night. Toss and turn. Listen for the telephone. When I get your call, I'm all shook up. Can't believe you called my home.
As a matter of fact, I closed my mind.
You wouldn't even talk to me. Cause a girl like you is like a dream come true. A real life fantasy. It's like that, and it just keeps going.
No, man, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? That little concert?
Yeah, and then it gets all weird.
Yeah.
And then
I
remember
back to 2009 when literal dancing was really big. Oh man.
You know, we've tried to dance. We tried to dance in this video we did for Save the Rich, and it was like, the choreographer was really good, and she sent us a dance that morning, and it was so hard. And
if you look at the video, everybody else is like dancing, and then like 2 seconds later, like if they're all in the air, 2 seconds later I'm in the air. It's like I'm just behind.
Yeah, we couldn't leave that much dancing in because it was.
No, yeah. There was a lot of dancing.
It would be weird where everyone would be turning one way and then came the other way.
Oh my god, it's like when I was on Romper Room when I was 3.
Why, what did you do?
You guys remember Romper Room? My parents brought me here to New York City for my TV debut. I was 3 years old, and I had to just like walk, do like a pattern and walk around these like blocks. And I couldn't follow directions very well. So I'm holding up the line. You don't see the line, and then you hear Miss Molly go, Katie, come on, Katie. And I've pulled my skirt up all the way, and I'm just like, and then I just like walk by the box.
Like, nothing has changed.
It's not on YouTube. I could put it on YouTube if you want.
Do you have it?
I have it.
I want to see it. Oh my gosh. Wait, should we do our song?
Huh?
Should we do our song?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is about my college bisexual experience. So.
This is Ricky's dad's other favorite song.
There comes a time in everyone's life when they choose stasis or they choose to grow, to be open to new views and experiences and challenge what they think they know. We don't live in a black and white world, and sexuality exists in the gray. You can't define those roles so rigidly by saying someone's totally straight or totally gay. Cause people are just people, and not today's omnisexual. God, I love this new side of me as a modern heteroflexible. So with the help of a lot of booze, I find a girl and we make out. And it feels the same as kissing a guy, so I don't see what all the fuss is about. We keep hooking up and it feels so good, and with my new broad outlook firmly in place, I've come so far, it feels so right, there's a vagina in my face, and I'm like, ah,
or whatever it is, our rider, I don't know what it's called, contract, I guess? And we stayed at the comedy club owner's friend's apartment, and the deal was we had to take care of his cat.
Which, we didn't know that deal existed until we got there.
Yeah,
there was
a
letter.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta take care of my cat while you're here.
Yeah, and we rock, paper, and scissors on who had to feed it. I was like, not it, because it was the wet food.
I lost. I had to feed it. And also, the cat used the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sign that was like, if you see the cat using the toilet, don't mind, like, he just uses the toilet. I'm like, I'm not using that toilet then.
Yeah. I know, we left.
I mean, how does a cat know how to flush?
I don't know if they flush the toilet.
Oh,
God,
no.
Yeah, ew.
Ugh. You see him just kind of reaching, like...
Yeah, we are not cat people.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's allergic, but she's not sure if it's psychological or actual.
Either way, I'm fine with it. I don't know, that's a deal breaker, huh?
It was. You went on a date with that guy with the cat.
Well, yeah, it was great, and then he had, like, two really big, fat cats on his bed.
Oh, Mr. Snuggles, oh,
you know, and I was just like, ugh. Yeah. I don't know, I guess I'm too picky.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is that a deal-breaker for you?
Like, there's not that much that's a deal-breaker for me. Like, I want someone who's, like, nice to me. I'm like, requirements. All of my girlfriends in their 30s are like fucking panicked, and they're like, make a list of what you want and he will appear. But and they're all their lists are so stupid. They're like, I want him to have brown hair and this. I'm like, why do you care about it? They want him to have a certain job and a certain, I'm like, I don't care about anything like specific. Like my I'm like, I want to be super attracted to him and he's really nice to me. That feels like a great list. It does, right? I'm like, I don't care like about. I don't really care about it, but I don't, you've seen guys I dated, I do not have a type.
No.
No.
I mean, I think that most of them look like they went to college.
Yeah, that's
true.
They have
like the collegiate look about them.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Yeah, I don't have a type physically.
No, you don't.
No.
I could never figure it out.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah.
What is it?
You like guys who look like they're musicians, but aren't musicians.
That's really true!
Yeah.
Like
if you like surveyed 100 people on the street, like what's the deal with that guy? They'd be like, he plays the guitar, he's probably in a band, and then but the guy will be like an accountant or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what God's loophole is?
It's girls who, it's the Christian girls who stay virgins till they're married but have anal sex. Because it's not specifically stated in the Bible that you can't. So, we thought the idea of staying pure through anal was good for a song.
All my life, I've been good. Do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school. It's a live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do. Other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend and pardon my friends, but he's cute as heck. And I made a pact to keep my hymen intact, and Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees, cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong, but Jason says that guys can't wait that long. And I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name we go, or fit face. Well, thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, they'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. It's just between
do. Don't touch my clitoris. If you ring the Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. And no prophylactics when you put it in. Cause birth control's for sluts and it's a sin. I've emptied my bowels and laid out the towels. I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest. But of all of my poles, this one's the driest. But we can't procreate if we anally copulate. And God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. And I'm staying here no matter what. So I'm okay with everything but, everything but, everything but. Whoa, got me in the ass cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. And that sweet sensation of a raw hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Cause everyone knows it's a sex. Whatever the Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore because they're unrealistic and inconvenient, but the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good book banned shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it condones slavery and killing gays, because those parts don't count, of course. Let's cherry pick the part about losing my chariot, mine up for ambiguities and omissions to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel fine as my arbitrary parrot in position. And don't you dare question my convictions, and don't look closely.
Church to shoot in on Easter weekend with very questionable material. So we looked all around Los Angeles and we found a place that had a church set and we're like, great, we'll take it. And we went and it was a porn studio. Yeah. We're like, they have a school, a church, all this, and that's why.
Yeah.
But we're like, all right, well, the price is right, so yes, we'll shoot here.
If you ever want real entertainment, just walk through the prop house of a porn studio.
Yeah. We found a script laying around for a movie called Bikini 2013. We were like, oh my, and it was all the acting parts in between, and yeah, it was pretty great.
It was crazy.
It was like enemas. Misty and Amber, a lot of what?
Enemas in the prop house.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know why there were so many, or why, I feel like that would be a personalized item.
I don't know. Just gotta make sure everything's cleared out. I guess.
I don't know. I feel like I'd get my own. I don't feel like I'd be like, does anyone have one lying around? Like, yeah. The script for Bikini 2013 was pretty incredible, though.
I don't don't know. Someday we'll do a dramatic reading. We like to do dramatic readings.
But there was no like linear thing. They'd be like, where have you been, Becky? She's like, I was at school. I'm really horny. There's just like no, you know. I wish you would come over and butt me. They're like, oh look, Tom's here.
They were shooting a porn on the stage over from where we were shooting one day, and there was an actress on the phone, and I just heard her say, I just can't wait for this to be over. And I was like, oh.
That was dark, yeah.
Really dark.
Yeah. I really wanted to go and sneak in and watch, because I'm just curious, like, what the other people are doing. I want to know, like, the face of the guy who's holding the boom, or, like, if he's bored, or if he's into it. I don't know. Just curious.
Every stage looked the same, and I accidentally walked in to the one where they were shooting the porn. I didn't see anything. But man, it smelled weird. It's like crushed up vitamins.
Yeah. I can't wait to do. We're gonna do a dramatic reading of Bikini 2013 as soon as we get our act together. But we like to do like. One time we were at the airport and Kate had a bag of merch cash and it was a bunch of cash in a Starbucks bag and the guy said the price that he like $100 or whatever and Kate starts digging through this cash and he's like, is that a bag full of money? And Kate goes, no. And I was like, why are you lying? It's clearly a bag of money. And two, why are you acting like you're in a Nickelodeon sitcom? Like, no. And so we start this for our own amusement. We reenact scenes from various movies in Nickelodeon style. And it's really fun.
We did Precious once.
Yeah. Come on.
But I got the AIDS.
Really dark. It gets really, really dark. And we did Sophie's Choice. That was also really dark. Yeah. I can't choose.
But you gotta pick.
No! Yeah.
We're always kind of like standing like out a little bit, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we get bored. We're single. So. Ourselves like that.
Yeah. We do a music. Well, we're practicing. I mean, my dad calls Ricky my wife. He's always like, "How's your wife?"
Yeah. I love that I'm the woman.
I know. How does it happen all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. My mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But we have two CDs, Slippery and Moist and All Over Your Face. So
I wanted to call them Garfunkel and Oates Sing Their Songs and Best Friends Forever.
Kate lost to us. It's worth seeing the cover of All Over Your Face because we think it's the funniest picture. Because we were trying to do one of those like jumping in the air cute things, but the photographer clicked late, and so like you want to show
them?
Oh my god, that could be our dating profile picture. Because you can never look bad as bad just standing there as you can when you're falling. And gravity just makes you extra dead-eyed. Sort of distorted a little. Like your cheek's gonna go low. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. So check it out. Even if you don't want to say hi, you can look at the cover.
Yeah. So in this last song, Kate and I played the same woman 2 years apart. I mean, about love.
So I'm 29
and I'm 31. So same woman 2 years apart.
For the first time in my life, I see it clearly. I realize the power of being a woman. 29 years old and time's on my side. I'm in my prime, I've hit my stride. I've got so much charisma and so many options. It's nice to always have my pick.
There's nobody left! I'm alone!
My game possibilities are endless, and I just feel really pretty. I'm holding out for someone who meets my standards, won't settle for anything less than perfect. I know what I want, and I can have it. I'm surrounded by love and peace.
There's nobody left! I'm all gone! Why did I wait? What's wrong with me? In 2 short years, I'm gonna be 33. Who the hell will want me then? My ovaries are shrinking. I'm disgusting, and everyone feels bad for me. And I never get invited to dinner parties anymore.
Unfold when
they're supposed to, because everything happens for a reason. It'll happen for me when I'm not even looking. He'll just appear, and I'll just know, and he'll love me forever without any work. Who needs to try when things are meant to be? There's nobody left! I'm alone!
There's a fucking idiot! You think you're so special because people tell you that now, but that'll stop when you replace your looks
of pity! The world is a buffet of love.
Oh, what? You think biological reality doesn't apply to you and your adorable cocoon of angelness? What does? Well, you're just waiting around and focusing on you. Guess what? You're gonna miss your fucking window!
Everything happens for a reason. You know I truly believe that.
Yeah, you said that before.
Oh my god, it does though. Everything happens for a reason.
What about the Haitian earthquake or cellulite on skinny women?
Just say, hey, universe, I'm ready. It'll happen when you least expect it.
Well, I don't expect it at all now, so I guess it's right around the corner.
Maybe you're putting out the wrong vibe. Maybe you're closed off to love. Let me tell you a secret. It's called The Secret.
Here's another secret. You're an asshole.
Negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The reason things go well for me is because of positivity.
What? Positive fertility always begins to atrophy when infantile fantasy eclipses true reality.
It never once occurred to me that things will work out perfectly. When God closes a door, you see, he opens a window.
You realize that's a smaller opening, right?
You should just be able to walk out a door. Now you have to climb out some slightly ajar window somewhere, possibly falling like 8 stories to your death. That is not an upgrade.
You know what else?
There's nobody left!